This place is a raft.
Oh, Miss Kendall, thank goodness you're finally here.
Eugene, you look terrible. What happened?
It was awful. Just awful.
Wait, okay. It's all right. Take a deep breath. Just tell me what happened.
Well, when I arrived this afternoon, Wits End was closed, and youngsters of all sizes and shapes were lined up outside 3 and 4 deep waiting to get in.
Again? That's the 4th time this week.
Indeed. There was a small sign on the door from Mr. Riley stating that I would be there shortly to open up, but I was delayed by more than an hour at the college, and when I got here, the youngsters had worked themselves into a near frenzy.
Eugene, I... Oh, no.
Tom, where were you?
Oh, I had an emergency at the farm. I had to close the place until Eugene got here. Boy, looks like the kids had a field day.
How many?
Well, they nearly mobbed him.
Well, I got back as fast as I could. Eugene, I'm sorry. Are you okay?
Apart from my shredded nerves, I believe I have not suffered any lasting ill effects. Although I have the feeling I'm forgetting something.
Well, how about you, Tom? You look really tired.
I thought when Whit left me in charge, it'd be no big deal. It'd just be until Jason got here and the place had almost run itself. But between my farm and my work with the city council, I'm just bushed. And you two keep busy.
I have school and my church stuff.
And I have my responsibilities at the college.
Well, it just never occurred to me that Whit had something none of the rest of us had. Time to be here.
Yeah, well, guess you better start cleaning up. You feel up to it, Eugene?
I believe so. Although I still have the nagging feeling I've forgotten something, which is very disconcerting for a man of my intellect.
Well, maybe it'll come back to you while we're straightening the place up.
Perhaps. I just wish I could remember what it...
Hi, Connie.
Mr. Allen!
That's it!
What's it?
Mr. Allen!
You mean Jack?
I'm sorry, Connie. I didn't mean to scare you.
Why were you hiding in that booth?
He wasn't.
He wasn't?
You wasn't? Whoa, you weren't?
No, I weren't. I wasn't.
Then what were you doing there?
I was just waiting here. Maybe I should go.
Don't go. That's what I forgot. Mr. Allen came in during the rush and ordered a sundae. But in the hurried madness of the afternoon, I completely forgot about it. I am so sorry.
No. I'm sorry. It was thoughtless of me to order a sundae when you were so busy. And now I think I scared poor Connie half to death.
You mean you've been sitting here all afternoon and didn't say anything?
Please allow me to make your sundae for you right now, gratis.
And on the house, too.
Well, that's very kind, but I really need to go.
Are you certain? It won't take but a nanosecond.
Maybe tomorrow.
I'm really sorry about this, Jack. It's just been so hectic since Whit left.
I understand.
Considering our conflicting schedules, perhaps it would be best if we closed shop until young Mr. Whitaker arrives.
But we're not sure when that'll be. Meanwhile, what'll the kids do? Where will they go?
Well, I sure don't like that idea either, but what else are we going to do? We either get some help, or we are just going to have to shut down.
I'm sure everything will work out. Now, if you'll excuse me, I shouldn't be intruding on your business. I'll see you around.
Farewell for the night.
So long, Jack.
Bye.
Curious.
He's a quiet fella, that's for sure.
Maybe a little too quiet. I don't know how to read him.
Well, come on. Let's get the place cleaned up before more kids come in.
Okay. If anybody else is hiding in a booth, they'd better let me know right now.
Ooh.
Very funny.